real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, where we try to help you with your car. And if you don't ask questions, then you don't get answers. So our phone lines, we're having a problem today. So the number to call in is 528-4181. 528-4181. Okay, sorry for the problems, but we're having phone problems and it'll be fixed by next week. They'll fix it on Monday. Okay, so if you call and you get the busy signal, it's because we have only one phone line today. Hopefully next week Saturday will be okay. Okay. A lot of people are using the ethanol-free gas. And gasoline, you know, people, you need to get involved. It's really bad. I mean, if you're going to post 92, then by golly, it should be 92. If you did that in private, you know, like Foodland or McDonald's or whatever, you post whatever and you give less, would that be okay? I don't think so. You know, the way people are today is really, really different from the old days. Back in the old days, this is unheard of. This is no way, Jose. You don't put up a number and give them less. No matter what the situation, you post the right number. Okay? There is no such thing as a 92 octane premium in all of Hawaii and across the USA. No such thing. Across the USA, the 91 is really 88. And I tell you this because I've tested it. I don't tell you something that I haven't tested. Okay? In Hawaii, the Shell 92 is the one that we recommend. All the rest is not even a heartbeat close. So, the higher the octane, the better for your car, the better your gas mileage, the better for everything. Okay? So people who are running the so-called ethanol-free gas, I don't know. I don't know what's in it. I'm not a chemist. But they have to put in an anti-knock. Back in 2005, EPA made the oil companies remove this chemical called MTBE, Mary Tom Baker Easy. High cancer. That was what they used for anti-knock. So because they had to remove that, they had to replace something else for the anti-knock. And the only best thing was ethanol. But before ethanol ever came into the picture, way back in the early 70s, the oil companies made what is called gasohol. They mixed methanol with gasoline. And methanol will not mix with gasoline. it separates. So they had a problem. And methanol is highly corrosive. It damages fiberglass, rubber, and everything that goes in it. Methanol is not a good fuel. Ethanol is. They're both alcohol, but the ethanol is pure. In pure form, you can drink it. Not methanol. If you drink methanol, you'll die. It's poison. They use ethanol, purified ethanol, in surgery, in ladies' expensive face creams, hand sterilizers, you name it, all over. Now, those that use the ethanol-free gas, they have to be careful because they're putting their life in danger. The exhaust fumes coming out is very hazardous. Now, how in the world did EPA allow this? I'm just going crazy over here. How can EPA allow something that is not clean to be sold? Think about that. And it's you, the people, that don't make noise. It's just like the rail. I mean, the rail came in the beginning with an estimate on what the cost would be. The cost kept going up and up and up. And it's still not even finished. Not even halfway. What kind of business is that? It's unheard of. It's ridiculous. But it's you, the people, at fault. My prediction, this rail will bankrupt Hawaii. They want to raise the tax to the tourists. Now think, folks. Tourism is the only industry that we have. If the tourists stop coming, then what they're going to do? Where are they going to get the tax dollar from? From you. That's who. You're going to pay more taxes. And Hawaii has the highest, crudest tax system for seniors. They don't respect the seniors here. That's really sad. That's really, really sad. I don't know. Back in the old days, they would tell the politicians, shame, shame. You don't do that to seniors. Because in old days, people spoke up. They didn't stay quiet. But anyway, so much for that. On tire pressure, I'm coming across this almost every day, where people are running underinflated. I just came across one. The car's tire pressure was 28 pounds. 28 pounds. And that tire recommended, the manufacturer for the tire recommended 51. Now, 28 pounds, I drove it down the freeway and it felt really mushy. You turn the wheel, it doesn't respond instantly. You try to stop, it doesn't stop good. It's all terrible. And it felt like the brakes was on. It wouldn't roll. Well, I changed it and just upped it to 44. And world of difference, world of difference. It rolled better, it controlled better, it stopped better, everything. It's unbelievable. So folks, don't just listen. Check your tires and do it. I mean, it's your money. If you don't care, then drive it that way. Just as long as you remember, it will not respond like it's supposed to. Okay? Now, on the wheels is the rim where the tire is mounted to. The width of the rim and the width of the tire tread is very important. Okay? Recommended is 1/2 inch wider wheel width than tread width. So if your tread width, and that's the part that touches the road, if your tread width is 4 inches, then your rim width needs to be 4.5 or even 5 inches. The reason for that is when you mount the tire to the rim, to the wheel, and pump air in it, the bead that presses against the rim and holds the tire on the rim will come down the sidewall and push down the outer edge thread, the outer threads. Okay? When it does that, the middle of the threads going across will be concaved. It'll pop up. So you have more pressure pushing on the outer threads. So you pump the tire pressure up to what it's supposed to be, like 44 or 51, and the tire flat. You will have a complete footprint. If it's 4 inches, you'll have a full four inches. A lot of them have those super wide wheels and tires, and I look at them and I see tire pressure, I can see it, is way too low. They're not getting the performance they need from that wide tread. Okay? They're only getting at the most 3 inches on each side. Ridiculous. Not only that, it's unsafe. Because when you go to try to stop, the middle of the tire will buckle up and only the outer edge will grip the road. That's why a lot of skid marks on the road. Go look at it. There's 2 skid marks side by side. 2 skinny ones. That's the outer edge of the tire. It should be 1 black patch. That's the perfect stopping. But who listens? Who cares? Anyway, getting back to the body, finding a good body shop. Before you take your precious car in to have body work done, if somebody damaged it, has to see that and look at it in the sun. That will tell you whether that body shop is good or not. And look at it good. See if it's wavy and the paint matches perfectly. The ladies have good eyes for that. They can see it. The guys, I don't know. But that's the way you can check on who more or less is a good body shop. Okay? Anyway, we have a new number. The number to call in is 528-4181. 528-4181. Okay? So, I think it's about break time now, Christy.
Okay. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
She's real fine, my boy.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans? Sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808 223 9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great. Going to do a real quick one this week, but you're right on tire pressure. I mean, if you sit in traffic, and you should be able to see the car tires in front of you touching the ground, right? That's
mm-hmm.
a standard driving tip. But you see people with underflated tires all the time. I mean, sometimes it looks like they're almost on the rim.
Yep.
And I used to try to tell people, but for some reason, and maybe the last 10 years or so, people don't want to talk. You know, if you pull up beside somebody, start waving at them, they ignore you.
Yep.
You know, like I'm trying to, hey, you know, your tire's flat. But before I go, aren't all of the newer cars since like 2010, aren't they supposed to have tire sensors in them that tell you when the air pressure is low? Anyway, you could talk about that, and I'll hang up. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and I'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, the tire sensor in there only comes on when one of the tires is lower than the rest. So if all of the tires are underinflated, it won't come on. So what's up with the tire sensor? Anyway, give us a call at 528-4181. That's our new number now because we're having phone problems. Okay, 528-4181. Okay, now, the tire sensors that's on the newer cars is put in so that you keep your tire pressures all even. But it doesn't sense that it's underinflated. And I would say 99% of the people on the highway are underinflated. But people just go along their way. They don't even think about it. It's sad. And men, they don't have purses, so they're okay. But women have purse. And so many women just invite somebody to come steal their purse. They open the passenger door and leave it open. And they go open the trunk, open the back hatch, and start taking something out or doing some, I don't know what. But I see that and I say, oh my goodness, the lady wants doing some, I don't know what. But I see that and I say, oh my goodness, the lady wants her purse stolen. I mean, it's unbelievable. Ladies, you gotta wake up. Protect your valuables. Do not leave your doors open. This is not the 40s. This is the 2000s, the 20,000s, where people steal from their own brother. So, be careful. Who do we have now?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. Last night's news, the rail is having a hearing. Senate this Monday, 10 a.m., I assume in the auditorium. But one of the things is one person tax increase for the hotels, bringing in more than $1 billion, and I forget what the GET tax will be continued until 2030, and then they're going to decide. That's the Ways and Means Committee on Monday, and Senate votes the next day, and Wednesday it crosses over to the House. So public hearing in the House area. So this is our last time. And 24 hours before, which is 10 a.m. tomorrow, if you want to submit written testimony. So if you have email, then email. But I don't have the bill number and things like that.
Hmm.
So, George, you got to get all your people to go down.
You know, Barbara, I've just about washed my hands of everything like that. Because I found through the years, no matter what I say, people just don't listen.
But you know, those of us will listen and you will give information. Don't discount your professionalism just because all of us have been ignored. But with time and persistence and people get to know you and stuff like that.
You know, Barbara, I'll give you an example. Back in 94, I saw what would happen today. From 94, I knew what would happen to Hawaii and the industry and the people. So I ran for governor. Okay? I put everything on the line and nobody helped. We lost the racetrack that I was trying to keep.
That was sad because I know nothing about that, but all the people using it should have come out.
Never came out. Not one.
People grumble, but they don't do.
Okay, now that they lost it, they'll never get it. They'll never, ever get a racetrack because it's the same scenario as what happened before they built Hawaii Raceway Park. Okay, we used to race at Kahuku every so many months. And that was a heck of a drive.
Yeah.
Okay? And people just forget, don't think, I don't know. But Hawaii Raceway Park was opened up because Jimmy Pfluger's wife, Campbell Estate, owned the land. And she told him, go build it. So three doctors, one of them was Masato Hasegawa, put in money to build Hawaii Raceway Park. That was the first official raceway park in Hawaii and should have been a historic site. But knowing with money, there's no such thing as historic site. So now that it's gone, it's in just about impossible to get another racetrack. Because we've been trying from a long time ago. We had a hard time. And if it wasn't for Jimmy Pfluger and the three doctors, there still, to this day, would have been no racetrack. Because they don't see.
Yeah, I'm so, what you call, upset about it is we knew that it's going to be $10 billion by the time or more. But
you know, way back, Barbara.
Everything is going for this and everything else is sacrificed.
Because it's not about rail. Everybody think it's about rail, but it's not about rail. Way back in the 70s, early 70s, I was a neighborhood board chairman of the first neighborhood boards. And they talked, Fossey was the one that talked about rail. So we brought in an expert on transportation. Not our people, but this guy came from the mainland, a transportation expert, and studied everything in Hawaii, in Honolulu. He took a month and he came back with his report, and his report was so common sense and made sense. He said, rail would never work for Honolulu because the people of Honolulu are not like the people on the mainland.
Sorry.
The people on the mainland go home to work, back to home. The people in Hawaii, they go all over before going to work, and they go all over before going home.
Yep.
So how would the rail work? And the other statement he made to us was, for every car you remove from the freeway, another will take its place.
Yeah.
That's common sense.
Yep, yep.
Because if everybody jumped on the rail and the freeway was open, think who in his right mind would ride the rail.
Yep, yep.
They would jump in the car and go because it's faster.
You reminded me at Kapolei Hale a few years back, they had testimony, and this young construction worker said when the H3 was being built, or before, his father was against it. I think he lived on Kaneohe, whatever. And the son lived in Kapolei. And then now he uses that H3 and drives his truck, I think, so much to the Kapolei to visit the son or whatever. But that's apples and oranges.
Yep.
When you have your own vehicle, whatever it is, just take it straight to your destinations.
That's right.
But with the rail, would the father take the rail?
No.
No, he's not going to take the rail. I wouldn't, you know.
Well, the other thing they're not looking at is the rail will not have an attendant. It's pilotless. So, think. The homeless people need a place to live, right? It's perfect. It's air conditioned. And they can ride it all day long. Nobody's going to kick them out. And if a lady gets on late at night and there's nobody on there, what can happen to her? You see? So it's not safe and it will never work. But having a double-decker freeway would have been a million times better and cheaper.
Hanneman started this mess by lying to all of us who campaigned for him. He was against the rail. Now we all know he's a liar.
Find me one that's not a liar, Barbara. And I show you a flying Hawaiian donkey.
Well, the big guys, the upper guys, get rid of them. They're too independent.
Well, they're lucky they're not living in Thailand, because in Thailand, they hang them.
Well, anyway, I wanted to make that announcement.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
You can give us a call at 528-4181. 528-4181. And I'm sorry, but we're having phone problems and it's very difficult. So, and I can't imagine why the phone lines are taking so long. You know, people who work in phone lines and roads and whatever that people have to use should have the thinking that, and the heart, that they have to do it faster so that it frees up everything for people. You're working for people. If you don't think that, and the heart, that they have to do it faster so that it frees up everything for people. You're working for people. If you don't want to be like that, then go do something else. But that's what it should be about. Like in the old days, if you started to build your porch on your house, your families, your neighbors, everybody chip in and help. Try it today, folks. Not even your own family comes. You do it by yourself. It's sad. So sad. And is it because of the internet or whatever? I don't know. It's sad. Anyway, it's about break time.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Find my 409. She's real fine. My 409. My 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and there's another number you can call, and that's 524-95...
I have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey. Okay, this week I managed to do testing of the gasolines with all the brands now, all the brands, not just the Shell. And as always, Shell is the highest.
Very good.
I tested all five brands, and I'm not going to mention names, but with one of the brands, I could not get a reading.
So it's really super low.
Yeah.
Below what your tester can test.
Yeah, this is lowest I do.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I couldn't get a reading on one of the brands. I'm not going to say which one.
Oh my goodness! But you know, Dean, I always wondered who is actually testing the avgas, aviation fuel.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
You know, and people have to wonder how come there's only plane crashes in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right. Hawaii's gas is something wrong. Something wrong with the avgas here in Hawaii.
Something fishy. Because you don't hear it across the USA.
Yeah, you don't hear it across the mainland. There's all these plane crashes. And, you know, I'm tempted to think even avgas is robbed of octane.
Yeah, we should test it.
Mm-hmm. I'm apt to think that, you know, maybe like, you know, out of a 120 octane that avgas needs to be, it could be barely 92.
If anything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Well, maybe one day we'll test it.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Okay. give us a call at 528-4181. 528-4181. Or the other number is 524-9510. 524-9510. Okay? The old number for now doesn't work. Okay. Anyway, getting back to your car. A cooling system is the most neglected part of your car. People and service personnel do not service the cooling system. The cooling system, along with everything else, like your AC system, has to be serviced. Acid builds up inside. So, highly recommended to drain out the cooling system and not just the radiator, but from the engine block. Everything, totally. And then while you're at it, highly recommended to replace the thermostat. Okay? Replace the thermostat with a colder reading if you can. Like 180 degree temperature. And before you have that replaced, drill a 1/8 hole in the mounting flange. Okay? That'll make the thermostat operate sooner. And when you replace the antifreeze, I recommend using the Toyota Red, okay? 70% water, 30% coolant, okay? 70% water, 30% coolant. Only the original Toyota antifreeze. Okay. On your old classic cars, it's the 70s and below, the transmission oil, if it's automatic, I recommend the AMS oil. If a stick shift, 4-speed, 3-speed, whatever, I recommend use the Royal Purple ATF. ATF means automatic trans fluid. For a differential, your back axle, because all the classic cars are rear wheel drive. For the rear differential, I recommend using the Royal Purple HPS 5W20. 5W20 Royal Purple engine oil, HPS. The new technology today is the thinner oil, the better. The old technology for classic cars and for the transmissions was 90 weight. Now through testing and all that, they found that the ATF trans oil for the 4-speeds and for the differential, the 5W20 is a better oil. It cuts out resistance, it's cooler running, and better. As far as for your motor oil for those old cars, factories recommended 30 weight. I recommend using the Royal Purple 5W20 HPS. Okay? That motor oil is better. As far as air filter elements, use the K and N. The letter K and the letter N. That filter flows the best, and you don't need to replace it. You wash it, put it back, and use it again. Flows the best and gives the best gas mileage. Okay? Talking about gas mileage, if you clogged your air filter, you would use more gas. Because there's no oxygen coming in, you need to give it more gas. Okay? Now, with the jetliners, if, and that's the biggest American word, if the airlines would wake up and smell a coffee and change from jet fuel to ethanol, they would pick up more mileage, cheaper, better. Okay? Because if water got into it, no problem. It blends with the ethanol. Because you got to remember now, vodka is 60% water, 40% ethanol. So those of you that drink vodka, you're drinking ethanol. So if ethanol was so bad, how would you be able to drink it? Okay? If you don't believe me, go get a bottle of vodka and go look at the ingredients. But anyway, for the jets, the tests that I've done in the past, it gives the jetliners 4 times the mileage. 4 times, folks. The reason for that is because when it flies high, there's no oxygen. So it's like having your air filter stuffed up. You have to throttle it. But with ethanol, it has its own oxygen. So it don't need to be throttled to go. It goes more easily. Now, if somebody out there that knows somebody that has the heart to help the world, the environment, let me know. We need to clean the environment, clean the air. And also, you can spray ethanol into the ocean, into the rivers, and it'll disinfect the water without killing the fish. Because remember, it's vodka. The fish would love to drink vodka. Okay? It does not kill anything. And Harvey Maeda in Kauai accidentally spilled some on his grass, on his lawn. And he called me the next day and said, hey, you're right. It doesn't kill the grass. It doesn't. It disinfects. Talk to a surgeon. They use ethanol for surgery. Ethanol is used all over. It's really good. If you haven't used it before, boy, you're really missing it. It's excellent. Even Christy here uses ethanol, right? How do you like ethanol, Christy?
Yep, it's good. I use it in my car all the time, or when I can get it.
And what kind of car you have?
Lexus GS.
You like it?
Yep.
You were lucky to get it.
Yep.
So, yeah, ethanol is really good. So, the other thing I wanted to bring up is Honolulu really, really needs a racetrack. And you might be asking why. You might be thinking why. For only those that never been to a race, doesn't know what a racetrack is, don't know why we need a racetrack. Anyway, I'll explain it after the break.
Okay, we're gonna take a short commercial break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tie away. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call if you have a question, whatever, at 528-4181, 528-4181, or you can call in at 524-9510, okay, either one. Now, the reason I say Hawaii, Honolulu, all the outer islands have a racetrack, except for Honolulu. The biggest population of all the islands does not have a racetrack. The reason I'm saying it needs a racetrack is because from day one, from back, way back when the human race first survived, they raced. They raced horses. They raced carriages. Romans raced everything. Race is part of the humans. That's why the human being is called a human race. They run, love to race. So, because we don't have a racetrack in Honolulu, where are the young folks going to race? On the highway. I did it. Sandy Beach, Pali, Mokulaea, Makua Cave, all over. Wherever there's a straightaway and smooth, there was a racetrack. And I don't know if you know or not, then we used to race down Eisenberg from King Street down towards what you call? Kapilani, yeah. From King to Kapilani. Imagine that. Every place there was a straightaway, there was going to be a race. And it's dangerous. Dangerous, really dangerous. So, when we got a racetrack, Hawaii Raceway Park, it cut down the street racing some, but not all. And I had a program that I wanted to bring out before the racetrack closed. And the program that I wanted to do that would entice all of them to come to the racetrack and not do it on the road was called Jackpot Racing. Now, Jackpot Racing was you put $25 in the jackpot and you pick the bracket you wanted to run in. And in that bracket, there was no handicap, and a light on the Christmas tree at the starting line did not work. We would unscrew all the yellow bulbs so it would go from get ready light to green. So you don't know when it's going to drop to green. It drops anytime. So it more or less make you more attention to the light, right? Well, the good part and the part that my manufacturers loved was to run in that race, you would have to be a member to run in that race. To be a member is easy. You sign up and you're in. But when you come through the gate to race, there would be a blue and white police car that would scan your card and see if you had a speeding ticket after you got the card, not before. At 20 miles over the speed limit, you cannot run and have that card forever. If you were racing on the street, you lose the card. Okay? If you were caught for DUI, or drunk driving. You lose the card forever. You'll never get it back again. You can go and watch the race. You can go and race when the program is not being run, but you cannot run for the jackpot. And the jackpot, when we figured it out way before the track closed, was up at $10,000. The winners from each bracket would run in the finals on a handicap basis. Okay? Handicap basis on the same lights. The handicap slower car would have the green light before the faster car. But you don't know when it's going to go because it just goes green. So it makes it really difficult. I tried it out in Maui with the junior dragsters. 8 of the junior dragsters, and they loved it. They said it's really good. Their reaction times, a perfect reaction time was 0.500 of a second, half a second. Their reaction times, the fastest was 2 seconds. It's the fastest reaction time. 2 seconds, not half a second. So you see, it's quite difficult. But they loved it. They wanted to do it again. Well, I wanted that program to start in Honolulu and Hawaii because I know that would curb the speeding, drunk driving, and everything on the highway. When they're running for big money, they'd be interested. Not for $400 or $500, but like $4,000 or $5,000, or even $10,000. And because of the regulations, my sponsors on the mainland were more than happy to jump in and kick in money because they believe it would work. But we have no racetrack. But there is property to build a racetrack. And that's the feedlot at the end, all the way down Campbell Industrial Park. It's now state property and not being used for ever since YAA was governor. That's a long time. State property not being used, isn't that a waste of money? And they're screaming they need money for the rail. What do you do with people that waste money and don't utilize things to make money? I don't know. I try, but you the people need to try too. Okay? So, another thing, wheels and tires. People buy them because they like them. They look nice. But for horsepower, speed, and gas mileage, the weight matters. In the old days, what I used to do, I was sponsored by Goodyear, but I always scaled the tires. The tires weren't all the same weight, so I would scale them. And I would pick the lightest ones and use that. There's a difference. A lot of the racers don't scale the tires. And the racers here in Hawaii don't know that there's a lifespan on those race tires. The race tires that they use, the lifespan is 6 months. 6 months, and it's no good. A lot of them don't know that. And they use it for 6 years and wonder why it doesn't grip when they leave the starting line. Lifespan on the race tires for the back wheels is 6 months. So when I was sponsored by Goodyear, every 6 months there's a new tire. So anyway, It's getting to that time again. And if you have a question, you better call now at 528-4181. 528-4181. And the other number, if that one is busy, is 524-9510. 524-9510. Okay? Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to mention, but it's not quite automotive, is, you know, they're moving the homeless people here to there and all over. But look at the homeless people, folks, and wake up about it. Do you ever see foreigners homeless? Think about it. Do you see foreigners homeless? No. All the ones are minors. So I'm sure they can find affordable housing in the buildings for Kamainas instead of putting out these notices for people to sign up for the affordable housing. Go look at it. The line is 90% foreigners. But the local people, the Kamainas, never get a chance. It's sad. You need to take care of your family first before you do outsiders. Anyway, what else can I do? That's all I can do is make a little noise. So, Barbara, you're making a lot of noise. Make more noise. And maybe somebody will hear you on the rail. The rail, I don't care for, because when I was told by that expert, and he knew, he's right, it makes sense. For every car you take off the freeway, another will take his place. Think about it. Okay? So anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in today and remind you, this is Hawaii. And we're losing it. We need to bring it back. So take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll all see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.